No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the trainer,
take me to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'll be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Ed from Flight Training Professionals. We are your crew today for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Also on the phone with us is Captain Clay, who will be my pilot in command as I head down to the Caribbean with him in a few days, and we'll document this experience on next week's show. But Clay is on the show with us today to do a little pre-flight planning. Right, Clay?
Yep, exactly right. How are you doing today, Greg?
I'm great. Hey, I'm getting ready to go to the Caribbean. It doesn't get much better than that. You hear what I'm saying?
Exactly right.
You know, I'm looking over at Ed, and he's like burning, you know, he has had burning gaze in his eyes, like, how dare you talk about...
No. I'm like, has that storm cleared out of there?
Storm? What storm?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, Clay, what level he's at. Storm, weather,
we're going to fly
above it. I'm oblivious to all that.
Yeah, no, okay, let's talk about the plane, first of all. We got a super-duper Piper Saratoga supercharged turboprop or something, right?
Not even close.
Okay.
Close. It's great. Come on, it's not supposed to be close.
What is it?
It's a Piper Turbo Saratoga, so it's a turbocharged engine, but it's not a turboprop. That's the turboprop is a jet engine with a propeller on it. That's not what this is.
Okay, but it is still like a super-duper super machine. I don't know. We've got to give it some kind of special vibe. Have you named your flying machine yet there, Clay? I mean, it's relatively new, but have you named her or what?
Well, you know, the only name I've come up with so far is Pinocchio, but nobody thinks that's a good idea.
Okay.
It does have a rather long nose on it.
It does,
I get
indeed.
It.
Fair enough.
But,
all right.
Yeah.
We can come up with something.
It's a comfortable traveling machine. You know, the only problem right now is that actually the air conditioning isn't working.
And
it's not gonna get fixed.
I know it. Well, we can always open the windows. There's a nice cool breeze outside or something, right? No.
Yeah. I mean, you're the designated door holder opener when we're on the ground, so we'll be nice and cool.
Okay. Yeah. Either that, or we maybe we'll knock out the ice bucket challenge a couple times en route to stay cool. If it comes
cool.
to that.
We're gonna take your airplane.
No.
No. Okay. It's waterproof, isn't it? We're flying over water. I don't know. And what am I getting myself into here, Ed?
I'm not too sure.
Yeah. Well,
actually, more to the point, Ed, what am I getting myself into?
Hey, you're the one that invited him. That's all I'm going to say. You've been listening to what we've been talking about here.
No, I'm looking forward to it. And as far as the AC not working, is that something you think you're going to be able to get resolved, or what's the issue? What's the problem?
No, just the AC compressor self-destructed. The clutch seized on the compressor, so it's self-destructed, and we can't. We're not going to have it operational by the time I've got to go. So they're buttoning it up, and you know, they're just taking the belt off so that it'll just be sitting there doing nothing. And but we've got vents, and we'll be, you know, 99% of the time you're up in cool air.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal. It's only mostly useful on the ground, really.
Right. Yeah. When we're taxiing out to take off, so we'll just be a little toasty. And we pop the windows. You can pop the windows in those Pipers, can you? You can't?
Yeah, well, you can.
You're serious about holding the door open. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Pop the door. So that's your job.
All right. Fair enough. I will, take my duty with the proper responsibility and open accordingly.
Now Clay, all I have to say is he doesn't understand the concept of the secondary latch on the top. He doesn't speak Piper. He only speaks Cessna. So
this is true.
It might take a little instruction to make sure when time to close, it gets closed completely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when he goes to board, is he going to try to duck under the wing?
Yeah, pretty much.
No. Okay.
That should
no.
be interesting, though.
It'll be fun to watch. Take a video of that, Lee.
Yeah. It's about waist high, and you'd be crawling on your hands and knees.
I'm starting to get the idea that Clay just asked me on this trip so I would amuse him. So
you always have. Why stop now?
Okay. All right. Well, whatever it takes. you know, to get a ride down to the Caribbean and do some diving. I guess I can't complain too much. All right. So, I mean, as far as planning for this, I mean, you've already, you gave me a call earlier to see if I had a VHF radio, and we actually use these devices called a Nautilus Lifeline that are actually kind of submersible VHF radios that divers use that you could actually use in a pinch if we were to have any issues flying. So that is a little piece of safety device. It'll come in handy, right, Clay?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping it won't come in handy.
Well,
but it's certainly advisable to take. I mean, we'll have a usually what we do is I have a life raft, obviously.
Yeah.
We'll have Mustang vests or inflatable life vests that we'll wear.
Right, and, I'm familiar with those. Yeah.
I'll also have a couple of legal the little packet life preservers that I wouldn't trust my life to.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a couple of those in the
little
plane.
Little swimmies,
as well,
but, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, basically. but then usually what I do is I have a bundle of flares. I have a bundle of all bundled with a dry bag that has, you know, the VHF, the marine VHF radio, an aviation VHF radio, a GPS, you know, and also another bag that has basically survival supplies in it. Which is also contained in the raft. So it's all bundled up, and your job will be if everything hits the fan, that you get to hold on to that and get it out of the airplane. That's your job.
Okay. Get it out of the airplane with me, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to clarify.
That would be good. Yeah, that would be good.
And be like, here, Clay, catch this. And
well,
like,
no,
all right,
I think that we promptly follow with get it out of the airplane, get you out of the airplane so Clay can get out of the airplane.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well,
right.
What? Can he get out on his side too on a Piper or no?
No.
Oh, you can't. There's only one way in, one way out on a Piper.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Well, this plane, it's a Saratoga, so it has a large cabin door in the back, but it's a lot easier to get out
through the
back.
It's
a lot easier to probably knock you out and get over you than climb through the back.
Okay. So. All right, fair enough. All right, well, you know, I'm getting this out of the way now, so I won't be totally surprised. But it'll be good. And we're going to record a show while we're in flight from Florida out to the Caribbean. We're heading down. The initial plan is to head down to Provo, maybe down to St. Martin, St. Kitts area or something like that. We're kind of, I don't know, taking it as it goes or what, Clay, or do we know yet?
Well, that's the plan. We'll the first hop. I'll pick you up in Orlando. We'll hop down to Fort Lauderdale. I've got to pick up some little bit of freight down there, and then we'll do one leg over to Provo. Hopefully, they will have cleared the water off the runway and unflooded the terminal by now.
Hmm.
And we'll probably spend the night there, and then the next morning we'll do one leg over to St. Martin in all probability. I did check with Stacia, but their fuel shipment hasn't arrived yet, so they're not going to have fuel. So we'll just have to go all the way to St. Martin.
St. Martin, okay. And
yep.
Then get fuel in St. Martin and just hang there, and then we're getting on a dive boat or something. Is that our plan, kind of?
That's the plan. Then we'll probably catch a quick commercial flight down to St. Kitts and board the boat there and ride it back to St. Martin, where the plane will be waiting for us happily.
There you go. That sounds like a fun time. I'm looking forward to this. I mean, do you see any downsides, Clay or Ed?
You're looking at me like,
look out. You have no idea what you're getting yourself into.
No, not at all. It sounds like you're going with a pro.
Oh, I am. You've done this like thousands of times, right, Clay?
Well, I've spent thousands of minutes doing this.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, see, the proper answer was like, no, actually, this is my first time.
Really?
Yeah, but...
Greg's eyes would get real big at that point.
What's this red lever for?
Right, exactly. No, it'll be a good time. I'm definitely looking forward to it. It'll be a great adventure. I mean, the legs from Fort Lauderdale to Provo in your plane, it tops out around, what, 180 knots? Is that right, about?
Yeah, if we go up high and give it some juice, it'll top out about 180. We'll probably be in the mid-teens. Well, probably, you know, I'll have to sort of gauge fuel burn and all that, but we'll probably be doing 170-ish, 165, 170.
So you figure that leg to Provo from Fort Lauderdale will be about how long?
About 3 hours or so.
Okay. And then Provo to St. Martin?
That'll be about four, maybe a little bit over.
Okay. All right. That's all right.
Are you bringing a relief tube?
A little John is in. It's in the relief kit, I believe. Isn't that what it's technically called?
really. I do have a rule before flying long distances is one cup of coffee a minimum of an hour before I get on the airplane. So
you're supposed to drink a cup of coffee within an hour of getting on board? Or not.
Yeah, but my limit is one cup of coffee.
Oh, one limit. Okay, I was gonna say.
Instead of my normal three or four. So
yeah. Well, that's all right. I can manage as long as we, the very last thing on the checklist, hit the public restroom and then lock the doors. You're good to go.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Isn't that why you keep the door open out for taxi too?
No, this is going to be a long trip.
All right, we're going to talk more about the flight plan and some of the new toys Clay and myself will be using, as well as Ed has a pair of these as well from our friends at Lightspeed. That's coming up. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a hotspot for world-class anglers and Hollywood stars for over 50 years. They fly into Freeport or take advantage of the 4,000-foot private runway. So in as little as 20 minutes from Florida, you too could be experiencing world-class fishing, diving, paddleboarding, whatever your adventurous heart desires, Deepwater Cay delivers. So treat yourself like the star that you are at Deepwater Cay's private island resort in the Bahamas. Go to deepwatercay.com. That's deepwatercay.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Everybody on every plane should just constantly be going, "Oh my God! Wow! Yes! You're sitting in a chair in the sky."
Yes.
This is Just Plain Radio. You know, that ought to be on our playlist, I think, while we're cruising at altitude over to the Caribbean there, Clay, with new Zulu 2s. You got three new headsets to listen to and have the tunes cranking in between having to do all this, chatter with the towers, right?
I do indeed. It's going to be fun. I got about 20,000 song iPod, and I've got about probably close to 10,000 of those songs on my iPad, which we use for flight planning and all that en route, and that's going to be set up right in front of you, so you'll be the DJ for the trip.
Okay, I can do that. I have a little experience doing that. I can be a mix master our flight.
Exactly. I mean, I being the pilot have easy reach to the pilot isolate button if your music sucks.
Okay, that's how you do it. Okay.
Well, I got a question there, Clay. Have you tried multiple headsets, Bluetooth to the iPad?
I have not, actually, but I mean, I do have XM through the 796, so that's one option. But that peters out right about Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
So the last, the last leg, that won't really be available.
Oh,
so,
do you have an audio cable that plugs into the intercom system?
This plane, I'm not sure.
Because I've seen a lot of those installations. That's what they have. They just put an aux in, and you take the mail to mail out of the iPad into that, and then you play right through the audio panel in the airplane.
Nice.
Yeah. I know that the 172s and have had that for probably 15 years.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I know my 235 has that, but it's mono instead of stereo. But so I just usually stream Bluetooth through the. From the iPad to the headset, and it works great. But but I do know that I've got a GMA 340, I think, audio panel.
Yeah, it should.
And
have,
I know it
has the capability,
but I'm not quite sure where they are.
Yeah. It should have the ability to do that. That's one of their more advanced ones. Whether or not they wired it that way.
Well, I've had my Zulu 2s for some time, and all the flight training that we've been doing, I've never had the opportunity to really enjoy the music aspects of the Lightspeed Zulu 2. So this might actually be a flight long enough where, I might have a little time to experience that part of it. Yeah. A little bit more of the cruising fun side of flying.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
And the Zulu 2s, I know you just got them, Clay, and you're unpacking them and getting them in the plane ready for the flight. Have you had any experience with these before, or is this brand new to you? As far as
I haven't tried the Zulu 2s yet. I do. I have probably 1,000 hours in a pair of my original Zulus. And as far as music input and stereo imaging and all that, those are outstanding. So I'm really looking forward to trying the Zulu 2s. That should be a really nice switch.
Yeah, and he got three Zulu 2 headsets from Lightspeed. They got a great price on them right now. But Lightspeed just came out with the PFX and.
I've had mine in my hands for maybe 4 hours.
Well, there you go. But he had to bring him into the studio today because he knew.
I wanted to use him on the show today, but.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just brought him in because you wanted to be one up on me and Clay.
Well, that too.
Of course. Exactly. So you've only had him for 4 hours, but you've had him in the plane and.
Yeah, I had him in the 182 earlier, and there's a noticeable difference. I've been flying the Bose 10s and noticeable difference with Bose 10s. And so tomorrow the true test comes. I'm going to take them up in the Skycatcher, which is a noisy, noisy airplane to see how they are. And I'm going to take the Bose with me and compare the two. And then,
If you want, you could give them to me and I could take them out, down to the Caribbean with me and Clay.
No.
And we could do it.
No.
I tried Clay. Yeah, you witnessed
But I am flying with Dr. Morgan tomorrow, and he's got a pair of the Zulu 2s.
Ah, okay.
And so we're going to swip swap and see which one's better, side by side comparison.
Yeah. Well, the big difference, from what I understand, and we're going to get some updates from the factory there at Lightspeed here in a few weeks here on the big show, but supposedly the PFX is a brand new technology that's digital that actually samples all the ambiance noise around you and then digitally encodes a cancellation frequency to bring the quietness down, which is what we're trying to achieve, but then also maps out your ear canal or some crazy space age Terminator type technology.
When you had them on a couple of minutes ago, I pushed the button, held down on the action button, and it made that funny sound. Mm-hmm. That was it mapping your ear.
That was weird, man.
Yeah.
Very space-age stuff.
It can, you put the headset on, say, I loan you my headset. You do that, it'll map your ear. I'll put them back on and use them. I got to do it. It'll remap my ear.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting because the Zulu 2s, when I got those, you had let me use the Bose at that time. This is probably, a year, a little over a year ago. And I was just blown away, the difference. I mean, I thought the Zulu 2s were phenomenal. They sounded great. So it'll be interesting to see how much of a difference the PFX is. I mean, it's newer technology. It should be even better at isolating that noise and bringing the level down.
Evidently, you can hook it up to your iPad through, what's that program that they have?
FlightLink.
Yeah, FlightLink.
Yeah.
And you can actually program it and customize it, and you can have like three different people's profiles on the same headset.
Wow.
Yeah, and so that's kind of a new function. That the whole power pack is different. It's bigger. It takes four batteries versus two. But it can be plugged in through a USB port to your laptop, and you can download software for it so they can do software upgrades to it.
Well, you know, you are really rubbing it in right now, and I don't really like that. But, you know, we'll manage, right, Clay?
You would do the same.
You know what, Ed? We're going to the Caribbean, and you're not, so meh.
You know, I should say one of the things I really liked about the Zulu, and I'm sure the Zulu 2 is the same, is that when you're listening to music and a radio call comes in, it has the soft fade out and then back in.
Right.
So it's really inobtrusive, and it's unlike the old headsets, it used to just either not fade the music at all or just fade it abruptly. It really is nice. You can hear the music faintly in the background. So for whatever reason, you're not swearing at the fact that a radio call came in while it was in the middle of a good song. And that's really nice.
Yeah, it just ducks the music down low enough where it's out of the way and not interfering with your radio calls.
And what they did with the PFX, it's got the same technology, but you can also turn it on or off with a push of a button. Double press on the action button, and the radio calls will be mixed together, or double push it again, and it'll fade out and give the priority to the radio calls or the intercom discussions.
So now you're one-upping again, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's good.
Once again, we're going to the Caribbean, and he's not. You know? I'm going to keep going there until he finally caves, bows down.
That would work on my wife, not on me.
All right, we got more coming up on Just Plain Radio as I prepare for my adventure to the Caribbean. I love this. This is a good gig. More coming up. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Ed, Flight Training Professionals. All right, we've let Captain Clay off the line so he'd go prepare for this flight accordingly. You know, he's given me a few things to take care of, but I really don't have a whole lot of responsibility at this point.
It's the best way to have it.
Well, exactly. But he did give me the call sign that I can track as he's on his way over here. And by the way, what website you go to track that?
FlightAware.com.
Okay. So that's just a free site that tracks all planes kind of thing?
Well, if it's on an IFR flight plan, then they can access that data. If if you were flying your VFR cross countries, if you're on flight following with like Miami Center, it'll show up. But sometimes with Orlando approach, it won't.
Right.
But filing an IFR flight plan, it'll be on there.
Okay. So I can track him on his way here. And kind of have an idea when he's going to get into Orlando. Then we'll fly out and head over to Provo and do our little adventure. Now, you've heard the flight plan, Ed. Mm-hmm. Do you have any concerns, issues, or things that, you know, maybe I'm not really thinking this through as far as what to expect?
4 hours.
4 hours. So you're
4 hours.
You are hung up with the idea like, hey, you don't realize how long 4 hours is in a plane if you can't relieve yourself.
Well, also, you can't get up and move around.
Yeah.
I mean, the 6 or the Saratoga is a little bit wider than the 172.
Right.
Now, fortunately, you'll not have anybody in the back, and I'm sure you'll have it such that you could slide the seat back or tilt the seat back.
Right.
Yeah, because I fit in airplanes better than you do. You're a lot taller than I am.
True.
But so if you're up around the controls, it's going to be a little bit cramped. But if you could slide the seat back and get some leg room. But just the other thing is, it's just like being on an airliner for four hours.
Well, exactly.
Your butt does get numb and so a long flight like that, you got to be prepared. Clay was joking, half joking, about only drinking one cup of coffee. You need to keep the fluid consumption down before you fly.
Yeah, because if I don't, that would be kind of bad.
Awkward.
God help you if you ate too much fiber. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah, I think you do.
You had to go there, didn't you?
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I could never be with someone who likes Joni Mitchell. It's Clouds Illusions, I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. What does that mean? Is she a pilot? Is she taking flying lessons? It must be a metaphor for something, but I don't know what it is.
I just want to fly. I come burning out the sky up so high. Put your arms around me, baby. Put your arms around me, baby.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. I'm heading to the Caribbean in a private plane with Captain Clay, while Ed here from Flight Training Professionals just sits back and holds down the fort. Well, he does have some new Lightspeed PFX headsets that he's going to play around with. But, once again, I get to go to the Caribbean and you don't.
Like I said, right. That would work on my wife, not me.
Yeah, he really doesn't have this whole diving itch that a lot of my friends has. So, yeah. You know, it's like he's just happy flying around Orlando. Happy as a clam.
Well, I was in Atlanta last week.
Well, okay.
I was in Dallas the week before, two weeks before. And
all right, so you're not necessarily a world traveler, but you're traveling around the States here.
I just don't see the need to go to a beach all the time.
Well, it's, life's a beach. That's what they say. Kenny Chesney wrote a song about it. Okay. So, I just have to go there every now and then.
I know. I know.
But, all right.
Well,
so
it's really the dream that you've had is flying a general aviation airplane to a dive location, diving and flying back.
Yeah.
So this is just, and you've done it with Keith out to Bimini, but this is, a much longer trip.
Right.
And so it's really going to open your eyes to what that's going to be like.
Yeah, well, it will, indeed, and you're right, that is the dream, because, I do this scuba diving radio show called Scuba Radio, and the reason we started Just Plain Radio was because what was happening is I was being asked to go broadcast from all these islands in the Caribbean, even down in the Keys, from where we're based out of in Orlando, Florida, and the challenge was developing more and more of getting to these places, especially those little Caribbean islands, because domestic carrier service was, price was going up, or they're just eliminating it. They just weren't offering enough flights to get to a particular place quickly and efficiently, or they'd only fly in once or twice a week. And if I wanted to go and do a thing there or do a little diving, I'd have to go there for a whole week. And as bad as that sounds,
I was gonna say, and you're just saying you like going to these places, and that was a problem.
Life you live, Greg. Yeah, God knows I've heard it more than once. Yeah, but no, I'm just trying to fit in more different, more places quicker and more efficiently.
Yeah,
that has been the challenge. So when we started chartering some private flights to do this, I was, I flew. I remember the first flight I had out of Fort Lauderdale with a friend of mine. And it was actually a pilot friend of his that I was flying in, and my friend was flying with another friend. And so we had a caravan of two Cessna. Well, actually, one had a Piper, and I was in a Cessna with this guy.
Yeah.
And we flew over from Fort Lauderdale over to the Bahamas, and we started talking. And he's like, yeah, I know you do this show and all this stuff. And I'm watching what he's doing, and I'm thinking, after I watch him a little bit and I see, the checklists he's going through and how he's talking to the tower, and it looks a little foreign to me, but I'm thinking this looks like a normal guy. He's a great guy, real nice guy. And I was like, how hard is this? I said, is it, difficult to learn how to fly over? Cause this is kind of cool what we're doing today. And he said, he goes, it's not a whole lot different than driving a car, Greg. You just got to learn the systems, and once you get familiar with it, it's not rocket science. It's flying an airplane. And I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe this is something that I could give a go. I mean, I could give this a shot and learn this. So it was that experience, and after a couple more, I started, as I saw more people doing it. I was like, well, look, they don't look a lot different than me. If they can do it, maybe I can do it as well.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a stretch when other people are looking at me. But from my perspective, that was my mindset.
Yeah.
So, I say, hey, why don't we start this airplane show? And we'll, as part of it, I'll learn to fly and go through that process. And I've kind of, dived into the aviation industry a little bit. And lo and behold, I find out the pilots and the folks that are into this are just as passionate, if not more so, than the scuba divers that I hang out with.
Yeah.
That love diving so much. I see a lot of similarities in the passion they share for flying and diving and that kind of thing. So I really dig it. I love it.
Yeah.
And to finally, get to do one of these little trips. And I'll tell you, Clay called me.
It's not a little trip.
Well, no, it's not. But, Clay called me like late last week.
Yeah.
So this came together very quickly. You couldn't even do this if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Airlines, like, you've been like, I'm going to pay how much?
It's going to be $3,000 for your airfare because you've waited 2 weeks before you're taking off. And we don't even know our exact flight plan at this moment, even.
No.
And I love that flexibility, being able to just kind of go with it.
Well,
and
that's what general aviation's all about.
Yeah. Freedom, freedom.
The people that we fly around in this 421 that they bought, and it's all about them getting to where they need to go for business because, flexibility. They walked in at 8 o'clock in the morning. We were in Atlanta at 10:30. And we weren't at Hartsfield. We were at PDK, so they were right next to the place where they had to do business. They had lunch 3:30. They were back at the airport. We were back here by 5.
Gotta love it.
You can't do that flying commercial, not even on a direct flight to Atlanta.
It would take you that long to get through
Hartsfield.
Yeah. Well, get through the security line.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
How regular travel is these days. But hey, if you can get into this, it really is cool. So I'm real excited about it. But from a training perspective, and Ed being you, you are my flight instructor, and I haven't been doing a lot of training lately, but I know I am going to pick up a ton of information by watching Clay and just experiencing this. You think?
Well, you're going to get back, your ear's going to get tuned in a little bit better with the radio because that's what's good about, knowing the N number is that's your call sign for those days while you're flying. You need to be listening for it just as much as Clay is.
Right.
So that if he misses a call, you're like, hey, that was for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to help him spot traffic. You already know how to do that. You already know. I got traffic at 12 o'clock high, no factor. So you know where it's at. You can tell them where it's at and what's going on.
I can talk a little bit more of the lingo than back in those initial times when I was co-piloting.
And you should be there with your iPad following along. You should be helping them with charts, whatever charts he needs. You know how to get them, fold them, put them away, hold them. He could have you help with the radios. You could hey, take that call for me.
Yeah, what is the technical rule of what I'm allowed to do and what I'm not allowed to do? Because I'm not a certified pilot.
That airplane doesn't require a co-pilot. You're just, you're
there
you're,
to help.
You're there to help.
A passenger or whatever.
You can hold a chart. You can you can spot other airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
You have more knowledge than most passengers, however.
Well, yeah, because I am, I'm through most of the training or a lot of it. But is there any particular line in the sand that I'm not supposed to cross over at this particular
level? Think about when we get in the airplane, we got the engine running, and we do our pilot and command briefing.
Right.
And it's so far sounded like, when you're saying it to me, it's like, I'm the flying pilot, you're the pilot in command.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there needs to be clear communication on who's in charge. Clay's the pilot in command.
Right.
Even if he had you fly the airplane straight and level for a little while.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah.
He can have you climb, descend, and do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You might be the flying pilot, but he's the pilot in command, and you guys should communicate how to exchange the controls, just like you and I do when we go fly.
Right.
If I want the flight controls, I'm going to say, I have the flight controls. You take hands, you have the controls, and say, you have the flight controls. Now, he's the pilot in command, so he should be the one doing that briefing.
Right. Understood.
And he said, now, okay, if I want you to take over the controls for a while, I'll say you have flight controls. Put your hands, feet on the earth and say, I have the flight controls. Hold the heading, hold the altitude as I tell you to.
Exactly. Understood. Now, but what if, is this legal? Like, and I know we would never do this. Don't get me wrong. I'm just throwing out a hypothetical. It's Clay's plane and he says, hey, Greg, you know what? You've been working on this for a while and watching. Why don't you go ahead and land this puppy for me? Can he do that? Am I allowed to do that? Or is that like...
His insurance would be immediately null and void.
Okay.
You're not... You don't meet the qualifications for the insurance.
Right.
Okay, which...
So
would,
he could do
which,
it
which
as long
named,
as he doesn't
yeah.
tell anybody.
He's basically at that moment saying he is self-insuring his airplane.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, you know, at that point... You know, there are requirements to be named insured on the policy, and then mm-hmm. there's probably an open pilot clause which says 25 hours make and model, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and by the way, a rated pilot, the fact that you're not a rated pilot.
Right.
You probably couldn't get on his insurance as a student pilot in that level of an airplane.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So it's more about the insurance than it is about the regulatory side of it. Student pilot limitations. We'll talk about that here in a bit.
Well, I'll tell you what. If he makes that offer, you know, that door that I'm supposed to open up to keep the air flowing, I will be jumping out of it before we take off. Clay's not crazy. That's my department.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Watch the sky.
I like Curtis Mike with pain, and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed from Flight Training Professionals. I'm heading to the Caribbean with Captain Clay here in a few days. You'll hear all about it next week. We're going to literally try to document this as much as we possibly can and do the entire show from the air, if that's possible. I don't know. We'll see how our equipment holds up. But, you know, we'll do a leg, and then I'll do a, you know, segment, and then we'll bounce around and do some more and try to cover it accordingly on the show. And you'll be along for the ride. How cool is that?
Take lots of videos.
Okay. But
you know, hearing you talk about it's good.
Yeah.
But seeing a picture of that beautiful blue water flying over it and approaching landing into one of those cool airports, that's the sizzle. That's what you know, get somebody excited and get them to be as passionate about it as you are.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was going to say. So you mean take pictures of the surroundings, not necessarily of us.
No.
Because God knows people.
you know, they don't necessarily
have the GoPro
see me.
On for approach and landing, yeah. And so they can see the approaches to these cool airports.
Well, you know, we're heading down to the Lesser Antilles, so we're doing Provo, and then we're heading down to St. Martin, mm-hmm. maybe over to St. Kitts. We don't know, but you know that island there, right next to St. Martin, is Saba. And that's where we're going down to dive around, mm-hmm. which has one of the shortest runways in the world and most difficult runways to land and take off in.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe if you know we're flying around, we're like, hey, Clay, if we got a little extra time, you want to have some fun?
Yeah, I'm betting he's going to say, not this time.
I don't know. My friend suggested we mark that one off the list.
Yeah.
And I was there at that airport last time I was on the island last year.
Yeah.
And I looked at it very closely. Knowing how short it was, and when I was watching it, you know, on the side of the runway, and I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, okay, I was training in a 172. I'm looking at the length of this runway, which I don't remember what the length is, but
like
it was
a half mile.
Yeah, it was actually very. It was plenty long enough for a 172, and the wind was blowing straight down the runway. I'm like, wait a minute, I could possibly even do this one.
Now, isn't that the one that they approach over the hill?
Well, that's what my friend pointed out. He goes, forgetting.
Where the people stand on the road and have to duck if they're too low.
No, that's St. Martin.
That's St.
You mean the where the jets fly over and blow them into
small,
the water?
Small planes.
Well, yeah.
You know, they come in there with the Islanders and touch down, turn off half field.
Yeah.
There was an Aztec that landed too long and ended up in the water off the other end.
Yep. Yeah. That sounds like Saba.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The issue with that is the fact that you're approaching over
a mountain, over cliff or something.
You know, the hills, and you have to really kind of hug the hill coming down. And you're going to get a lot of turbulence off of that on a regular basis.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it could have been just that day. It was blowing right down the runway, fairly strong, too.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, you know, the distance. The length of the runway definitely ain't going to be a problem today. But, yeah, I think that's what it is. It kind of – where the way the runway is, you got to go up over a cliff and then dive down to the runway or something like that.
Well, and the picture I saw, the video I saw of an Aztec doing, he was too fast. He hadn't touched down halfway down the runway. He should have been in a go-around.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and but he's forced it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was too fast, ran off the end onto the beach and into the water.
Oh, well, that can't be good.
No.
Yeah, supposedly you have to get a special certificate to even fly or land in that place.
Yeah.
And do, like, three test landings before you're approved to actually do this on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Those three times, I guess, you know, hey, three strikes and you're out or something, or you find out pretty quick whether you're capable or not. But, yeah. Well, I don't know, a Piper Saratoga.
It likes runway.
Yeah,
it's not a real short field airplane.
Okay, because it's fast.
Yeah,
it's moving faster.
Yeah, I mean you can slow it down and get it in pretty short, but it's not its normal environment.
Yeah. Now you think I'm going to feel that as far as difference from the planes that we've flown before, like the Cessnas and the Bonanza and that kind of thing?
Well, it'll be more like the Bonanza.
Yeah,
it'll be more like the Bonanza.
It will be interesting to see how I feel, especially on the approach.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, will I feel it going a lot faster, you think, than in the 172? Yeah. I will feel it.
Yeah.
So, like, what would be the approach speed?
It's only probably going to be 110 at the most.
Okay, but we're doing like...
you know, and then once you're slowed down the pattern, you'll probably have it down around 90 or 80.
Okay, yeah, so it'll be
about
a lot
15, 20 faster than what you're used to.
All right, well, there you go. But the same thing. He has his speed indicator things that he has to keep it down to this speed on approach, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'll hopefully pick that up. That's what I'm going to be looking for.
Yeah.
And I'll ask Clay, what are you supposed to be going? Oh, about 20 miles per hour slower than we are right now.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I would be doing to my co-pilot.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a great pilot one of these days when I take some sap like me on a flight like that. You know what? I'm going to terrify them, Ed.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Well, I know, but that's just part of it's the icing on the cake of getting your flight certificate is being able to punk your passengers, isn't it?
No.
Well, you're a flight instructor. I'm just looking to be a regular
Joe. We're all aviation ambassadors, and we have to make sure everybody understands the safety factors, and we've got to make sure everybody walks away with a positive experience.
Okay, you're no fun. Oh, well, such a killjoy. Anyway.
Yep, I am.
No, you're right. I wouldn't. I'm not going to cross that line. But so anything else you think I'd prepare for?
Well, you were talking about what you can and can't do. Let's think back what, as a student pilot with a solo endorsement, there's very little you can do. You can't fly an airplane with passengers. So right there, even if he gave you the controls to fly, to take the controls for a little while, you know, technically you're not supposed to be operating that airplane with passengers on board. And
he would be a passenger.
He technically is a passenger, but he in reality is still the pilot in command. So that might be a gray area, but you can't do it if you're a required crew member. Well, this airplane, you're not a required crew member. You know, you can't fly internationally as a student pilot. So the fact that you're flying outside the United States, a student pilot has no rights and privileges there.
Well, that would kind of suck.
Yeah. So basically, you
can't do anything.
Well, you, pretty much. That's why they say privileges. It's more like limitations. But,
okay.
But great experience all around. You're going to get a great navigation experience, and you're going to be living the dream, the reason you started this whole thing in the beginning.
That's what it's all about. And you'll have to tune in to see how it goes next week. Till then, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.